Let's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Officials with the Connecticut State Department of Public Health asking people to consider avoiding e-cigarettes and vaping products while they investigate reports of serious lung injuries connected to those products. In a news release last week, the Commissioner Renee Coleman Mitchell said vapes, electronic nicotine delivery systems, liquid cartridges, and e-pipes should be avoided after the department learned of six more Connecticut residents hospitalized for severe lung disease. All the patients are recovering. Most have been discharged from the hospitals as of today. Norbrook Farm Brewery had to close for one day last week after the craft brewery was opened on New Year's Day in violation of state liquor laws. The Connecticut Department of Consumer Protection received complaints from a local resident that included pictures of Facebook posts advertising beer specials for New Year's Day. The owners thought it was illegal to be open January 1st, but state law does not allow the sale or dispensing of liquor on New Year's Day for manufacturers of beer and brew pub permit holders. They reported making over $1,400 in sales that day. They were closed September 4th as a penalty for that violation. Region 1 Board of Education has a policy subcommittee meeting coming up today at 12:30 in the central office conference room. Sharon Hospital kicks off their Lunch and Learn series today. Back to school injury prevention, that happens from noon to 1:30 at board conference room at Sharon Hospital. Sharon Board of Education has a meeting set for tonight. That'll be at 6 o'clock at the Sharon Center School Library. Meanwhile, in Falls Village, the Inland Wetlands Conservation Commission is set to meet at Town Hall at 7 p.m. Also, the Town Hall is a site for the Town Board meeting in Dover, New York, and that is set for 7 p.m. Coming up on Tuesday, the Sharon Ridge Housing Authority Expansion Corporation has their meeting at 5 o'clock at Town Hall, Part 1 Sharon Ridge, Part 2 Sharon Ridge Expansion Corporation. Sharon Board of Finance has their regular meeting on Tuesday at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Cornwall has a Board of Selectmen's meeting at 7:30 in the evening at Town Hall. Now, coming up on September 18th, a DEC public hearing on the Wingdale Materials application at the Dover Town Hall on East Duncan Hill Road. Two times for that meeting, 3 to 5, and then another meeting at 6 p.m. Also on the 18th, the Cornwall Board of Education has a meeting set at the library at 4:15. Meanwhile, the Hotchkiss Library has a new American history book group that kicks off September 18th in the reading room. Meetings will be held the third Wednesday of each month at 10 a.m. in the morning. More information at hotchkisslibrary.org. Also on the 18th, the Salisbury Sharon Track Committee has their meeting set for 6:30 at Salisbury Town Hall. Art House Wednesday is Theater Day, September 18th at 7 p.m., The Biggest Little Farm. Allison Elliott of McEnroe Organic Farm will lead a panel discussion with Lauren Kaplan, the Poughkeepsie Farm Project, at the Movie House, 48 Main Street in Millerton, New York, moviehouse.net on the web. On the 19th, Cornwall has a Board of Finance meeting at 7 p.m. North Kingdom Recreation Committee has their meeting on the 19th at 7 p.m. as well. And the regular meeting of the Ancrum Town Board happens on the 19th at 7 p.m. Salisbury Central School's 7th Annual Golf Tournament will be held on Thursday, September 19th, starting at 8:30 in the morning at the Hotchkiss School Golf Course, registration at 7:45. More information to see if there's room for you to play, contact Melissa at melissaemily222@yahoo.com. Music from a bygone era with Craig Marshall, the Town of Clinton Historical Society, will be featured on Thursday the 19th at 7:30 at Lyle Memorial Federated Church, 30 Maple Avenue. Norfolk Curling Club has their golf outing at the Norfolk Country Club on Friday the 20th, registration at 11. For more information, to see if there's room for you to still play in that tournament, 860-671-1605. Kent Memorial Library hosting a movie night for grades 5 and up, Friday, 7 p.m. at 32 North Main Street, the movie Men in Black International. This weekend, the Goshen Dog Show is happening the 21st and 22nd at the Goshen Agricultural Society Fairgrounds. Gates open at 7:30. Admission is $5 per carload, including parking. Salisbury Bank is having a community shred it day on Saturday, September 21st, noon at the Lakeville branch. Salisbury Water Sports Association 12th Annual Golf Tournament and Pig Roast is held on Saturday, Undermountain Golf Course in Copaic, New York. Now, if you want to see if there's room for you as a single or a team to play, contact Ken or Willie at 860-824-5243. A tour of six local artist studios being offered by the Kemp Memorial Library on Saturday beginning at 10 a.m. beginning at the library. Small groups that will visit local art studios ending at the Current Art Association for lunch. More information is 860-927-3761. The Couch Piper VFW 28th Annual Golf Tournament happens at the Egremont Country Club on the 21st. Rojan Ramble 7th Annual Bike Tour will be held on Saturday at Copaic Memorial Park in Copaic, New York. Monument Cup 21st Annual Soccer Tournament being held on Saturday at the Monument Mountain Regional High School on Stockbridge Road in Great Barrington. You can visit three private and public gardens in Millbrook and Millerton, open for self-guided tours to benefit the Garden Conservancy, taking place on Saturday from 10 till 4, rain or shine. Registration and more information, gardenconservancy.org/opendays or 888-842-2442 for additional locations. 13th Annual Mid-Hudson Woodworkers Show happens on Saturday from 10 till 5 at the Hurley Reformed Church with displays of woodworking, demonstrations, Woodmeister demonstrations, gifts for children, mega pen, raffles, and door prizes. More information, MidHudsonWoodworkers.org. Falls Village Food and Truck Fest happening on Saturday from noon till 6 p.m. Food trucks, a truck show, truck pull, music, and more. 108 Route 63 in Falls Village. More information at 860-824-5861. Also on Facebook. Wasaic Project and the Folk Arts Program at Arts Mid-Hudson present International Children's Puppet Workshop. A free family event will be held Saturday from 12 to 6. The Art Nest Open, 3 o'clock puppet show, 3 to 6 p.m. closing party for Ad Astra per Aspera at the Art Nest at the Mill in Wasaic. More information at wasaicproject.org. Last sale of the season for the Masonic Lodge of Lobsters will be held on Saturday, picking up between 4 and 6. The day of the sale. You can order those lobsters through Friday at 860-435-9722. Standard Space and Troutbeck present John Paul Philippe's Hortensia. It runs through Sunday, November 3rd. Opening reception will be this Saturday from 4 until 6. Upstate Dairy presents a conversation between the artist and Paul Morris on the 19th of October from 5 until 6 p.m. John Ashley Tales from the Golden Age and other stories happening on Saturday through the 19th of October. Reception on Saturday at 4 o'clock at the D.M. Hunt Library. Sharon Playhouse presents their annual Spotlight Gala on Saturday, 6 cocktails and light supper, 7:30 performance at the Playhouse, 8:45 meet and greet champagne reception featuring Grammy-nominated and Broadway recording star Maureen McGovern. Tickets and more information, sharonplayhouse.org or 860-364-7469. Second annual Hoosie Goes to Europe Wine Dinner and Auction, supporting the opportunity of a lifetime, will be held on September 21st at 6:30 at the White Hart. Four gourmet courses, four fabulous wines, live and silent auction items. Tickets and more information at brownpapertickets.com/event/4300142. Kent Quiz Night will be held on Saturday, September 21st at 7 p.m. The doors open at 6 p.m. That will be at the Kent Firehouse. More information, 860-927-3761. The Wasaic Fire Company Auxiliary has their pancake breakfast and bake sale on Sunday, 8 until 11. Pancakes, omelets, French toast, eggs, bacon, sausage, home fries, coffee, and juice at the Wasaic Road Firehouse, New York. Takeouts will be available. 10th Annual Friends of Mo Golf Tournament will be held on Sunday at the Egremont Country Club. All proceeds benefit families who are battling cancer and other hardships. More information at 413-717-0606. Norfolk Land Trust has 5 and 10K trail races going on September 22nd at Barbara Woods, 31 Lovers Lane. Walk into the Future, put on by Construct in Great Barrington, New York, starts off at Ski Butternut on 38 State Road, Great Barrington, Massachusetts on Sunday. And Catch a Ray 5K Run Walk and Kids Fun Run at the Red Hook High School will be held on Sunday on West Market Street. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 27,219.52, the NASDAQ at 8176.71, and the S&P 500 at 3,007.39. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.